Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. Allah forgive all our sins that we have committed, knowingly, unknowingly, secret and open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from each and every one of us all the good that we've done. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with reward in this world and the hereafter. Insha'Allah, ameen. So tonight we move into the 25th juz of the Holy Quran. And the opening verses is what I would like to highlight, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that only He has the knowledge when Qiyamah will take place. Over time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam signs, or told him as to what will be the coming of the day of Qiyamah, the build up to the day of Qiyamah. But the actual knowledge of when this day will take place, at that second, at that hour, or whatever it may be, this is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something important to understand, because as a Muslim, it is our duty and responsibility to always ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just about us here saying, just saying, okay, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that knowledge, but it's an opportunity for us to marvel at the greatness and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayat of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His power and His knowledge, that مَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, that even a leaf that falls from any tree, anywhere in the world, no matter how many may fall at a particular time, every leaf is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when you go into the field of da'wat and tabligh in an exceptional way, you will see that one of the most important aspects to learn is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we must also do. Wherever you're going, you know, sometimes you are driving, or you're going past a beautiful landscape, or a waterfall, or a fruit, you're eating a fruit, whatever it may be, ponder and reflect how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shaped this. Think about the fact that these trees are all the same. The barks will be all the same. The leaves will be green. The barks will be brown. But every tree will give a different fruit. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as a Muslim, we have to constantly look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just a disclaimer. No one must go and say, you know, Maulana said we must marvel at the creation of Allah. Now you see someone of the opposite gender walking across the road and you say, mashallah, alhamdulillah, etc. Brothers, the masjid is open for the brothers in itikaf. We're not going to open it for anyone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, inshallah. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and he says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam had appeared in the form of a human to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few questions. And one of the questions was, when will this day of Qiyamah take place? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one being asked knows no more than the one who is asking. In other words, both he and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, even though they are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even they don't possess the knowledge of when this day of Qiyamah will come. But be it as it may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this dreaded day. And when this day comes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we are ready for it, that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that Allah is happy with us and we are happy with Allah, inshallah. Ameen. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives information about His ability and His knowledge. Allah speaks about the fruit that buds. Allah speaks about the female that gives birth. You know, technology can tell you, no, it's going to be a boy child or it's going to be a girl, etc. But at the end of the day, this is only technology. It will still have some flaw. But the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is flawless and is supreme. At the end of the day, there can be no other deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there can be no other deity that can possess the knowledge and power like Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on this iman, and let us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we ought to love Him. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the salient features and qualities of a believer. And from amongst them, the first one is the believer. A true believer is one who trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we have to be. Whatever difficulties we may go through, whatever calamities might befall us, we have to have faith in the process of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Leave your matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do as you have to do. You get the necessary equipment or ideas or whatever you need to help you in that particular issue. But the rest is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تَقْنَتُ مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not become despondent in the matters, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever difficulties we go through, remember it is a plan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah knows what is best for us. Another quality is that of a believer is one who abstains from major sins, minor sins, including immorality. When you look at the way this world is spiraling out of control, everywhere you go, people are, you know, they lose their morality. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions and he says, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفَعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When this haya and this modesty is gone, then you will find people doing as they please. They will be worse than animals. So in this day and age, it's important for us to guard our morality, to guard the morality of our sons and daughters and our families, etc. But together with that, also to make every effort to stay away from all forms of sin. Another quality of a believer, a true mu'min, is that they forgive when they're angry. Now, sometimes, you know, when we get very upset, then it takes us long before we can simmer down. But one of the qualities of a believer is that when something makes him angry or someone does some harm to him, immediately he's willing to forgive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these qualities, inshallah. Thereafter, another quality of those is that they respond to the commandments of Allah. The Banu Israel were of such a nature that whenever they heard what Allah had to say, they would say, Sami'na wa asayna. We listen and we disobey. But the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of such a nature that sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. Sometimes that commandment might be very difficult upon ourselves, on our nafs, but that little change will bring about a greater gift, and that is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to strive for, that small change. It's nothing major. If you just have to change it a little, you will find greater beauty coming into the life of a believer. Another quality is that they establish salah and they apply the method of mashura. Every time when we are going through some difficulty or you require some, way forward, then it's important to make mashura with the right people. People who are knowledgeable in that field that will help you, guide you, especially in aspects of our deen. And one of the last quality is that when they retaliate, they are not excessive. When someone does something wrong to a person, if he is given an opportunity to retaliate, the best thing to do is to forgive and Allah will reward you. But if they had to retaliate, they should not be excessive in that manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with these qualities, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Jazakallah.